time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, see how this grabs you. 766-9370. I got one more deal today on a Lick Us Win Wednesday, which we'll get to here shortly. We have Steve Miller, Peter Frampton tickets up at Ironstone Amphitheater. That's where you'll go see that show. So we'll do that with Lick Us and Win today.
You're just full of deals today, man.
I had this deal yesterday. We had this as part of the show. We didn't get to it, and I can't let this go because I continue to read the comments, and it's just asinine to me. So tell me what you think about this. I know there's lots of homeowners out there. In San Francisco, fancy neighborhood called Presidio Terrace. It's a block-long oval street with 35 mega-million-dollar mansions. Dianne Feinstein lives there. Nancy Pelosi.
Whoa.
Bunch of well-to-dos. Beautiful homes. I've actually seen the street and seen the houses. It's amazing. It's exclusive. There's a guard gate entrance. The guard is there, always on duty. Okay? But due to a low profile, keep that word in mind, two words, low profile auction, a South Bay couple now own the street after buying the street for $90,000. Okay? Here's what happened.
The street that the homes are on?
The street that the homes are on.
Okay.
Also, the garden islands, the palm trees, and the common ground. That's what these people bought, this couple bought. The residents now might have to pay to park on the road or pay to have these common grounds landscaped or maintained. It's been a homeowners association since 1905.
Oof. Okay. Okay.
All these fancy people live there. The reason this homeowner association land went up for auction was because the residents that live at Presidio Terrace failed to pay a $14 a year property tax.
All the residents.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a $14 a year property tax. So the city's tax office put the property up for sale for $994 in an online auction, But a lot of people didn't know about it. So this couple, they spent $90,100 to outbid everyone else to own this street. So what this couple's talking about doing now is charging all these people that live there to park, to mow and to landscape these common areas, to trim the trees, to paint the curbs, and to do all that stuff. And they're going to ding them because they want to make a profit off of this.
Which is why they bought it in the first place, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
They knew that there were rich people that lived there, and they thought they could, okay.
Yeah. Or they thought they could buy it and spin it off and, you know, double their money easily.
Okay.
Does that sound right? 766-9370. And I know a lot of people live in HOAs, a lot of homeowner associations out there. Some people love them. Some people hate them. What do you think? Does that sound good to you?
766-9370. $14 a person that lived there or $14 on a whole a year?
I'd have to imagine it was probably a $14 a year property tax per home.
Okay.
And there's 35 homes. I'm guessing. I can't imagine it would be $14 a year total.
But you've got Nancy Pelosi actually lives there?
Yeah, Senator Dianne Feinstein, sure. A whole list of others.
I had no idea they lived in San Francisco, but that's getting off base.
Yeah.
So you got people like that living there, and they don't pay a $14 a year thing. That seems weird, first of all.
Okay. So you think that it was right to go to auction, to have this thing auctioned off, and to have two other people, both from Hong Kong, I believe, buy this property. Not that that matters.
Do they live here?
They now live here.
Okay.
And the young lady says that she's just so happy to be here in America, and she loves San Francisco so much, she had to take the opportunity to buy a piece of it. That's why she bought it, she claims.
Let's take it down to the common man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you and I and a couple listeners here all live in a subdivision that's got a homeowner thing.
Okay, HOA.
And we don't pay our $14 a year, or whatever it is, property, land tax, cleanup tax. Somebody comes in and buys that.
Mm-hmm.
We would have to. I mean, I could see that happen. That probably happens all over the Sacramento area right now.
I doubt it does. It doesn't happen too often. So you agree with it. You think that these people rightfully should own this land.
I don't think any law was broken. I don't think anything's done mischievously or what have you.
It was a legal online auction.
Yeah.
Everybody there says that it happened. But listen to this now. See if this changes your mind. Scott Emblidge, okay, he's the Presidio Homeowner Association attorney. He sent a letter to the city. The owners failed to pay because the tax bill was being sent to the address of an accountant who hadn't worked for the Homeowner Association since the 1980s.
Oh, wow.
Now other people come back and say, hey, whoa, so what? It's up to the homeowner association to make sure that the mail and the address is all current and they're receiving all the documentation for tax.
So this bill hasn't been paid since the 1980s?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I guess so.
Wow.
And the couple bought this road back in 2015. So they bought this a couple years ago. But what they're talking about and why it's in the news is now they want to charge the residents to park there. Now,
what a weird little scenario.
This is my deal to this. I believe in everyone paying their fair share. I believe in paying taxes. I believe in that. But let's look at this. 35 mega multi-million dollar mansions on this street. You got a Feinstein. You got a Nancy Pelosi. I don't care what you think about those two women. They make money, as do the other 33 property owners.
Okay.
Do you understand the property tax that they pay per year to that city and to the state? Do you understand?
Per household on that? Yeah.
Yes, okay. To live there. Do you understand what they put back into the economy? Do you understand what they do for the city that they live in? And I'm not talking about what they do politically or what they do for work. I'm talking about what they generate financially. And you're going to take a street from them and you're going to charge them to park there because a bill was going to a wrong address. These people aren't delinquent. They weren't avoiding the property tax. Any idiot with ears knows the bill was going to the wrong place, and these people could easily afford to pay up on their homeowner association taxes, but somebody somehow kept the light off on this for so long so they could do something. This is seedy city corruption is what this is. You don't, these people generate millions of dollars in taxes, not only in property taxes, but in sales taxes and money.
So because they're rich, they should be afforded a free pass or whatever? I mean, I trust me, dude, I don't get into any. This is far and away above me. I don't live in anywhere with an HOA, nor would I ever be able to.
Well, you don't need to be rich to be in an HOA. Lots of people could live in, you know, lower-cost housing and have an HOA.
If this could happen to the yous and I's of the world.
Yeah.
And if it could happen to the yous and I's of the world, why can't it happen to Nancy Pelosi and Feinstein?
But here's my thing. This isn't a class issue. Yes, it could happen to us.
Talking about the money they make for the city or pay
because
the city.
Because it's stupid that you're going to take their street away from these people that earn and pay their way. And had they known this was going on, they would have easily sent off that $14 a year property tax HOA fee.
No one lived there since before the 80s?
What's that?
No one lived there since before the 80s?
No, they all, these houses were built in the early 1900s, most of them.
So they just thought all of a sudden that bill went away?
No, they thought the accountant, who hadn't worked for the Homeowners Association, they thought that he was getting the bill. So Nancy Pelosi or these people that live there, they don't know where the bills are going. They send their money to the HOA, but the HOA's not taking care of it because the bill's going to the wrong address.
Hey, whatever you think is shiesty or shady, that was a slip-up, dude. They're rich. They can afford to pay to live on that street.
But what does that say about the city and the accounting that they're doing and the assessor's office? What does that say about them? Do you really want to live in a city that treats the residents like that? You don't give the street to two other people on an online auction that wasn't that publicized for 90 grand. That's stupid. And these are people that are high earners, high providers. They pay their taxes. This has nothing to do with class. This was a mix-up, and the city quickly, blindly, pulled the rug from all these people and sold it off.
So
that's stupid.
You think the city wanted this to happen?
I, in some kind of backdoor deal, think that the city's upset with some of the people that might live on the street. And this is their little way of like, ooh, we'll get you back. But then again, that's a bad theory because if I work at the city and I work in the assessor's office, I would have bought the street. That didn't happen. It went on to an online auction.
Obviously, there was a ton of people bidding on it because if they put it up for under $1,000,
yeah,
and it got sold for 90 grand.
Well, again, parking in San Francisco, you see parking spots go for
$1 million.
Like million, two yeah. million bucks. So, I mean, parking is a priority. Welcome. What's going on, Sam? Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, good. Sam.
Hey, you know, homeowners associations have been ripping people off for years. They've been taking people's houses because they didn't pay their homeowners dues because they got into a hard way. And what's the difference? There's no real difference.
Can they do that? Can an HOA take your house if you don't pay your dues?
They can, yes, they can.
They can fine you. Wow. They can penalize you. They can force you to do all kinds of things. But
why do we have them?
Because it protects the neighborhood. That's the design.
From what?
Well, because they don't want blight. They don't want graffiti. They like stuff to look uniform. They don't want cars in the driveway. They don't want boats in the roadway.
Well, I think the Homeowners Association are the true evil people here.
Well, no, because the true evil people are the idiots that think that they're going to jump into a homeowner association without reading the bylaws or the fine print or hire an attorney to read the paperwork for you. Homeowners associations are bad if you let the homeowner association go bad. It's up to the people that live there to protect it and keep it what it is. You got to go to the HOA meetings. You know, you got to stay on top of it if you want to be happy.
Have you ever lived in a area that had an HOA?
No, I would not.
Not in Elk Grove or whatever?
No,
either?
Never. I will not. I cannot. I do not abide by anyone's rules, not even my own. I might wake up tomorrow and I might not like a rule that I put in place. No.
I don't think I could do that either.
No, it's too crazy. And the fees have gotten out of hand, and I don't think the fees are appropriated properly. One more. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, brother.
Hey, just on the parking-wise, San Francisco, like I said, I've worked down there. That's a unique city at best to describe it. And they have where you park in front of your house, it's free, right? You park in front of your house, you think I can park there, I can park in my driveway, it's free. In San Francisco, on city streets, they have to pay for their own parking in front of their house. So it's no different. It's no different on that part if you're going to have to pay to park. Now.
But again, it would be different had the city not duped these homeowners out of their HOA property tax fees.
Let's take a look at this homeowners. Let's see, really dig up on, did they really pay all the taxes? Did they investigate on this? You come into this, and you're an intelligent person. If you're making this kind of living, you've got to be somewhat of intelligent.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. And again, I'm not making excuses. This is just city corruption. They knew what they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
This didn't have to happen. My point is, look at all these people that live there. They're traveling. They're working. They're never home. They've lived there for years and years and years.
Yeah,
they trust the HOA is doing them the right, and they're paying all their other taxes, and they're generating millions of dollars for the city.
How much city corruption is it, really? I mean, there was an online auction that two women from Hong Kong found.
And a husband
two
women and wife.
I thought you said it was two ladies. So a husband and wife from Hong Kong found it. You're telling me Pelosi and Feinstein or none of them people couldn't have found that online auction? That seems crazy.
They're busy doing talk shows, and they're busy living their lives. And again, I'll read
this. No excuse.
Due to a low-profile auction. Low-profile. Why was this low-profile?
Well, what is low-profile?
Nobody knew about it. That means they
How did the two people from Hong Kong know about
it? Well, again, how did they know? Well, I'll tell you one way, because the guy, he works as an engineer in Silicon Valley. So he knows people and they know people. So there was a lot of people that knew about it. It wasn't just the common folk.
And the rich folk that lived there didn't know about it, though.
They're busy getting money. They're busy making money. They're busy out getting rich.
They can pay their cars and whatever
here's
else.
Here's the thing, though. If they were told properly, they would have. This whole thing was swept under the rug, and it irritates me to no end. And this isn't a class issue. Again,
why does it irritate you?
Because you can't take away residents' road and then charge them to park on it when it hasn't been that way since the early 1900s because of some clerical error and mail going to a wrong address.
That ain't the way this country should work. Yeah, but you just heard what that guy said. I mean, everyone down there has got to pay to park in front of their house. That's insane. That's the way San Francisco operates, evidently.
Not all of them. And if you live in a mega-million-dollar mansion and you pay mega-millions in property taxes, you shouldn't have to pay for a street that two other people own. Now, if the city wants to own it, that's okay. That's one thing. The city should have taken it. But to sell it off to two other people, I don't like it.
I can't believe you could sell a road
to
private individuals. That'd be like selling
But here's the thing. It's a private
boulevard
private plot of land, and it's a private road, this homeowner association and the homeowners own. It's not part of the city.
So any private plot of land that, I don't know, Granite Bay, we'll say, take a nice wealthy area around mm-hmm. here. You're in a private subdivision, mm-hmm. a gated community, if you will.
Well, it depends on how it was incorporated.
If you keep an eye on the auction block, could someone like me or you buy one of the roads out there?
Well, it's funny that you asked this because my father-in-law, we talked about this for years. And I don't know if it's still on the books in California, but I think it is, as it is in most states. If there's a vacant area of land, okay, like let's say you live in a house where you live, and let's say there's a lot in between you and your neighbor.
Okay.
They never built on it.
Okay.
Every day you go out, not at midnight, but in plain daylight, you go out with a weed eater, you go out with a mower, you go out and you water, you plant a tree. If you take care of and maintain diligently and knowingly for enough time, you will gain property ownership of that
vacant area.
Of that vacant area. Now, again, you can't sneak around at 3 in the morning saying, oh, yeah, I used to go out and pull weeds at, you know, 5 a.m. and I planted a garden.
You've got to be seen doing it.
You've got to be seen and knowingly taking care of this land. You can gain ownership because you've tended to that land and been a steward of that land for X amount of years or months.
Really?
So there's all this little stuff on the books. And again, I'm not protecting the rich. I'm just trying to tell people what's right is right. And they were duped out of this road, and it shouldn't have happened. And all the mongoloids that are on the internet are all, yeah, that's what these rich son of a bitches get, and they should have paid their tax.
I don't honestly see that big of a deal with it, to be honest with you.
They pay all their taxes. Why would they miss a $14 a year bill? It's because it wasn't going to them, and they knew that it wasn't. And the state or the assessor's office, they kept it that way. All these years, it's gone unnoticed, but now they're going to auction it off.
Hey, you can't say just because somebody's rich and they pay some of their taxes and they do whatever that they're all good people. There's a lot of rich people that had to go to jail for not paying taxes.
So you're saying,
look at Wesley Snipes.
All 35 of those people that lived on that street are all criminals.
Well, just Feinstein.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I'd like you to back that up. You want to explain that?
Pelosi probably is as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But you have no proof of that.
Well, just hearsay.
Yeah, yeah.
From the Homeowners Association in that area there.
Jesus Christ.
I don't see a big deal. They're rich. They can pay for it.
No, just because they're rich, they shouldn't have to. That was wrongdoing on the city's part. They should not have done that. So I'm not going to go on and on about it. On to the fun stuff. We got tickets to see Frampton and Steve Miller. That's going to happen at Ironstone Amphitheater. Lincoln and Wynn's coming, plus more stuff that doesn't involve Homeowners Associations.
Good.
Talking Show.